to talk about something that kind of has to do with what you've been talking about.
Tell me.
So just recently in the news, it's been brought out that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which is a government agency, is now going to oversee and regulate the credit bureaus, which consumers have been complaining about for years now and trying to get a voice in changing things with the credit bureau so it's more fair to consumers. So in September, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is going to begin to regulate the credit bureaus. And this is going to be very interesting because there has not been any regulation by the government to the credit bureaus ever. So one of the things that is an issue is, for example, if I looked at my credit report and I found that there was an account on my credit report that was not mine and it was showing up with 10 late payments and I wanted to fight this and I went to the credit reporting agencies and complained that this is not my account, it should be removed from my credit report and I want you to take care of this right away. They then have 30 to 45 days to go back and verify that what I'm saying is accurate. There's no way of really knowing what they've done. And in this day and age, with the internet and information running back and forth at such speed, 30 to 45 days is an enormous amount of time. And the reason it's 30 to 45 days is because back when things were, in the olden days, I should say, when everything was done by mail, it took a lot longer. But since everything is now done by computer and internet, things could change within a day. Information could be verified. So this is one of the areas that we're hoping the CFPB will take a look at and start to change. So right now, let's say I was going to Jan to get a mortgage at D Capital, and he pulled my credit and it showed this account that really wasn't mine. And I was supposed to close on my loan within 3 to 4 weeks. The credit bureaus would have much longer to respond to me, and I might not be able to get this loan. So this is, like, really important, and hopefully...
So they can't do that anymore? They have to respond right away?
No, but the CFPB is now going to oversee what they do and the processes that they have to go through for consumers. So we're hoping that they're going to look at this aspect because it's so antiquated and it really needs to be revised so that maybe it's like 15 to 20 days that they have to review the information and verify, because it's a really long amount of time that consumers have to wait to have things corrected on their credit reports. So that's
and
one.
Do they always correct it?
No. Sometimes they ignore it completely and
that's
they don't verify. Yeah. So there's a lot that needs to be done to revise their processes. Now, will it happen and will it benefit consumers? We don't know. You know, it was supposed to change a lot with credit cards as well, and not a lot changed. So we have to see what happens once they start to regulate.
When are they supposed to?
They're
going to
start in September, and it's going to be the three major credit bureaus, and they're also going to be regulating any credit bureaus that bring in $7 million in annual volume in terms of money. They'll be supervised, and those are agencies that make that money from selling credit reports. So, for example, if DE Capital pays a pulling service, which is a middleman between the credit bureaus and the consumers to pull the consumer's credit report, and that company brings in $7 million in revenue, they will be part of this oversight by the CFPB. So it's not just the three major credit bureaus, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. It's any pulling services, which really are bureaus, that bring in $7 million of annual revenue. So it's going to be a lot of companies that will be watched by the CFPB. And we may see a lot of changes, hopefully, that will benefit the consumer. I would say maybe 6 months to 9 months after September, because it's going to take some time for the CFPB to really be able to decipher all this information that they're overseeing and
learning
about.
Well, you'll surely tell us whether it's effective or not.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But right now, Tracy, till they really get their act together, I mean, I'm sure it's a good, their intentions are good, but you still would suggest that people, before they go for a loan, or even if they're not, because even if you're not buying a home, you're buying, you know, just for your own credit's sake, that they still go and check.
Well, everybody should check their credit, and there's two ways to do that. There's a free site that the government forced the bureaus to create that people can go and get a free copy of their credit reports, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. And that site is called annualcreditreport.com. Annualcreditreport.com. Now, when you go there and you try to purchase your credit scores, because the scores are not free, you have to remember those scores are not the same scores that banks use. So if you want the score that a bank is using, like DE Capital, when they're evaluating your risk level, you need to buy those scores at myfico.com. Those are the FICO scores. So if you go to the annualcreditreport.com site to get your free credit reports, it doesn't mean you're going to get a free credit score. And if you buy the score they offer, it's not the same score as the score that the bank uses. So you have to be very careful that if you want to see what your credit score is, because you want to make sure it's above a 740, which will get you the best interest rates, then you want to go to the MyFICO site and buy your credit scores. It's a different animal from annual credit report, getting your free credit reports, to buying your credit scores, the scores that banks use, which you can only get at the MyFICO site and you have to pay for.
Now, I just want to tell all our listeners, you know, I met Tracy, I don't know, 2 years ago, a year and a half, on our show. And I was so impressed. And I was also realizing that most people didn't realize that the game changed, the rules changed, and they didn't know what they qualified for. And I had Tracy not only on the Douglas Elliman website, so you can find her there, but I have her go around to all our offices and train our salespeople so that they know. And Tracy, I like you because I think so many people really don't know. You really need to contact someone like Tracy before you actually go apply for a loan.
Yes, it's very helpful because you could learn a lot about what you need. Even if you don't need us to help you, if you don't have any credit problem, but you just need your score improved, we can give you some advice on how to do that.
Yes, and you know what? Some people don't realize how much it really saves you. And again, as I said, I personally never checked my credit scores. I mean, I just didn't. I mean, a lot of us didn't. It was just not on it. Nobody even thought about it, really. And then we start to see. I mean, I just got a credit card yesterday that it was like at 19% or something like that.
Right.
And I'm like, well, wait a second. I'm not going to pay that. I'm calling them up. And I really just don't take the time.
Mm-hmm.
If you have credit, you can negotiate with all your credit cards. I mean,
absolutely.
You can do a lot of things.
Absolutely.
And as I said, what happened to me was, one, you know, I had that identity thing where
mm-hmm.
somebody stole my credit card. And the other thing that happened to me was, you know,
medical.
I had a charge, a $50 charge for that was, and I never really picked it up. So I just think it's so important. And
you know what, Dottie? There's a new score. Well, it's not a new score, but there's a score that they made in 2008 FICO, and it's going to start to come out, and it's going to change a lot, certain things with credit, like somebody who has under $100 collection account, it may not affect the credit as much, like in your situation with that medical.